So when was the first, was that a kind of, for want of a better image, David Essex in Stardust looking at a guitar, you know, the guitar shop window? Did you do that? When was the first time somebody gave you an axe, man?
I was brought up in South America, Cuba and Venezuela and places, and I had a friend who had come over from England, and he had an old, what's called a famous Lorelei cello guitar, and he showed me a couple of Chuck Berry riffs, and I started from there.
Before that, were you steeped in South American music?
Yeah.
My mum
started having guitar lessons in Havana in, like, 1957.
Yeah, exactly.
So I started learning Cuban folk songs. They were the first sort of things that I started learning. But, of course, you know, that wasn't of any interest to... to Rob Sear or anyone.
And the band themselves, I mean, I know this is not the the first tour you've... it's actually for the video, isn't it?
The live DVD.
DVD, I do apologise.
Yesterday.
It's a DVD. Yes, I saw it in the shops yesterday. Yes, I did.
Really? Blimey, I didn't.
Oh, no, I sent down an HMV. I saw it yesterday. Fortunately, I've been sent one round, you see, so I didn't have to shell out for it.
Or you could go on the website and get one.
And is this like an occasional thing, getting Roxy Music back together again?
Well, yeah, the last time we did it was 18 years ago, so
yeah,
I suppose in 18 years' time we'll probably do it again.
And tensions? Were there tensions? All the old tensions?
There weren't that many, actually. There were a few, which is good, you know, because you want to revive everything, so
yeah.
It's good to have a bit of a...
Have you kept in close touch over the years?
No. Not really, no. But we have seen each other occasionally, played on each other's albums just every now and again, once every 10 years.
Now, I was commenting last week when I saw a clip from the DVD last week. Paul, the drummer,
yeah,
has thrown off the loincloth a long time ago, and he certainly, in Beer and Beef, gives a man shape. I can talk, I know, but Paul, he's not really bothered about the teen market anymore, is he? He's a solid gentleman.
He's a great, solid British rock drummer.
He used to be such a pretty boy. He really did, the blonde
couldn't
hair.
Possibly.
He's a no, he did. He had the because I used to thought, well, you know.
Yeah, no, he looked.
He used to be the one. I mean, you know, Brian was up front giving it plenty, but girls used to talk past him. Said, all the drummers now.
Well, you're only as good as your drummer. Is that what they say? Yeah,
I've heard many say that, actually.
Yeah, they do.
Let's hope so. But and I saw him on this, and there's a fellow who, you know, over the years has said, well, I'm not a pop idol anymore. And I thought, wow, that gives me encouragement, because I think quite a pretty lad too. But he's put on a few pounds, as Paul, but a great drummer, as you say.
Yeah, really
which
solid.
Which is the key thing.